It's the Battle of the Paddle pregame show. We got our ticket crew up here.
3 hours of pregame.
We are just minutes away from the Battle of the Paddle here.
This is like a Cowboys game,
right.
Sponsored by Winston Water Coolers, and we have on stage with us the combatants from the Dallas Mavericks, the head coach himself, Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may have home court
George, let's
today.
See. Let's see.
What have I gotten myself into here?
I don't know.
A lot.
And from Northern Arizona University and the ticket, Mike Saroy.
Man.
He's getting booed.
What the hell?
This is supposed to be your home turf.
You people have a personal relationship with this man down here.
No.
This guy is just, he's just a guy. He stands on the sideline.
No.
He's, you know, he yells at people a lot. That's all you know about him. This man is in your hearts every day.
Come on.
Well, I think an NBA title maybe gives a little bit of credibility to some of these people remember that. It wasn't that long ago.
I'm just glad we won last night.
Trust me, by the way, so are we.
We all are.
Me too.
If there was ever a game outside of Game 6 in Miami that we were all personally cheering for to win, it was last night. We wanted happy Rick.
Yes. And we appreciate you doing this. He's always happy.
Always.
The real winner here today will be one of the charities, the Pancreatic Cancer Research Foundation. Yay. And the Multiple Myeloma Foundation.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
Action Network, sorry. Okay.
Way to go, George.
Well, that's
way
what I was given. Sorry.
Don't anger the Carlisle.
George. I don't want to.
Don't put research organization on the back of everything that you're sorry about.
Golly, George.
Come on, George.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You.
And see, we're all
– he's our guest.
We're all a bit intimidated by you, Coach, because when we have you on, we don't want to mess up for moments just like we experienced there. And I'm sorry about that, but –
It's great
of you to come down here and do this. We really do appreciate you doing this. This is awesome. I don't know how many NBA coaches would do something crazy like this, but it is for a great cause, and we appreciate you being here.
Pop wouldn't do it.
I don't know. He might. He might for a good cause.
See, I just wanted that reaction. So when's the first time, Coach, that you picked up a – because at the time, I guarantee you did call it ping pong, a ping pong paddle. How old were you?
I'm calling this ping pong for sure.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Good.
Mike's been correcting us all week. We call it table tennis. So.
Well, I played growing up, and then I've gotten into it a little more the last few years, and I've become a fan of the world table tennis scene. It's very interesting, and it's a growing sport, particularly in the United States, but it's much bigger in other parts of the world, and I've been very fortunate to meet some guys who are among the best players in the world. There's a guy named Timo Boll who from Germany, who's still in the top 10. He was number one about 3 or 4 years ago. And I met him through Dirk and some other guys that I know from Germany. And so I've gotten to know him and had a chance to hit with him last year when he was in town. And just to give you an idea of how good these guys are, and I'm not good, you know, but I can play a little bit.
Oh, my God.
He served me 50 serves, and there's only one of them I could get to touch the other side of the table, and it hit my thumbnail to do it. So wow. I have great respect for guys that really play this game at a high level, and it's a wonderful sport for recreation, hand-eye coordination. It's great for kids, and
can you watch it on TV? Is it on TV?
It's all over the internet.
So if you go to internet.
If you go to YouTube and if you Google, you know, top table tennis players in the world, and then go to YouTube and then, you know, put their names in YouTube, you'll come up with some unbelievable matches. And it's great because the stuff on YouTube is all edited, so once this point is over, you don't get the guy chasing the ball around. It just goes right to the next point. You can watch a whole match in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it's great. It's really. A fast game, and it's a lot of fun to play, but it's not easy.
Did you start when you were growing up? You played to 21, like all the rest of us kids did, right?
Yeah.
And so, at what point did you realize, or when did they change the rules to 11?
I don't know. Sometime in recent years, and the game has undergone some changes. The ball used to be 38 millimeters wide. Now it's 40. When it was 38, it was just such a fast game that the rallies were very short. And they wanted to make it a better game for the fans to watch, and so the slightly bigger ball has increased, you know, the rallies, and it's really a beautiful game to watch, and it's extremely fast moving when played by great players. So you won't see that tonight.
And you have sparred with our Mike Saroy.
Yeah,
you?
We played the
Fast
about
Friends
10 days ago.
Fast
yeah.
Friends.
How would you size him up as a combatant?
Oh, listen, he
sweats a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my ass kicked here. I know that.
Oh my God.
Well, you can tell it's all he does is play table tennis.
That's all he has been doing for the last 2 weeks. So what did you think of Coach when you
I thought he was very
him?
Good at table tennis. Mm-hmm. That yeah. was my first thing I thought. Yeah, he's incredible. He has about 8 different serves. I have about 2. And I think that's going to maybe be the deciding factor here. And that's 8 that I saw, and I don't know how easy he was taking it on me.
All right, so Saroy, how freaked out were you when Norm broached the subject to Coach on his weekly visit on Norm's show?
No, I wasn't freaked out. I asked him to do it.
Okay, but so he accepted before it was the on-air? Or this was
No. It all happened on air.
Okay.
But I'm like, Norm.
I never thought this would ever happen. I mean, yeah. I said yes with the idea that, you
like
know.
We should hang out sometime.
Sure,
right.
Look at this. There's 1,000 people here.
Yeah. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is this the most people you've ever played in front of?
Any sport?
Yeah. I know we had an event. My good friend Mary Jo Jennings is down here. Helped me organize an event about 4 years ago. We had at SMU. We had 20 tables set up. We had a professional division. We had local pro players playing. We had, a celebrity thing. And there were a lot of people in there, but it wasn't quite like this.
So is this overtaken, the table tennis thing, is this overtaken the music for you as far as a release? Or are those still, are they equally as popular for you personally?
I just look forward to going on the radio with Norm every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's my release.
That's the gift, yeah. Right?
That's my escape from reality. And that Bob's hotline, the cow goes moo.
Then hey. You know you're in for some quality radio, don't you?
So with regard to your equipment, surely you don't just grab the next paddle on the shelf. I would imagine a player like you takes this seriously.
Well, you know, when you start getting into it,
it's like golf.
Of course, you get fascinated with the equipment. There's tons of different, and the way a table tennis racket is put together is there's a blade, which is a handle and a piece of wood, and the blades are all different, composed of all different kinds of things. Some are just wood. Some are different, you know, grades of wood, different softnesses or hardness of wood. And some have carbon in them. Some are extremely fast. Like if you get a racket that's too fast, you will not be able to keep the ball on the table. You'll hit everything long. So depending on, you know, where you are picking up the game or whatever, you want to get a racket that's relatively slow to start with. And then you kind of, as you get better, you figure it out. And, you know, I've got one that I've kind of, you know, moved toward. And it happens to be the same racket that Timo Boll uses. And
oh God.
Yeah. So
his name is
just so happens.
Is Timo Boll?
Timo Boll. Yeah.
What nationality does he represent?
German.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I know Dirk. I know Dirk introduced you. I was just
Bob.
Making sure.
Welcome to the show. Sure. Here.
No, I was. I knew Dirk.
Bob Stern. Let's begin.
I'll bail out here.
And again, what is your name?
I'll pull it.
The key here,
I'll pull
coach.
Pull a parachute and get out of here.
The key here, coach, and equipment is how much did you pay for your racket?
Well, Timo gave me that one.
No. So.
Oh, but how much did you pay
Timo?
For yours, Mike?
No, Timo gave me mine as well. Oh, so yeah.
No, he's got We're good fine. Equipment. He's got good equipment.
Did
he's,
you know
he's
half
legit.
The stuff he was just talking about?
I've heard of Timo Boll. I've done my YouTube research.
I know, but all the thing about the blade and the you didn't know all those. He's a
no.
coach. He knows all the details that
yeah.
you probably
He's
don't
been
know.
At it hardcore for 6 years, and I've been at it hardcore for 2 months.
Mike, did you know the net is supposed to be 15 and 1/4 centimeters high?
I did.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Will you personally, coach, get down there and measure to make sure it's legit? Or can you tell by sight?
I don't know.
Oh, don't act like you don't care.
We just got to make sure it's
size up.
We just got to make sure it's
taut.
It's tight enough. Yeah, taut. Yes. Taut.
Do we have a table at the arena?
We do. We do. It's folded up, and we just bring it out every once in a while. I haven't been playing very much lately.
Sandbag.
Played with Mike last week. And
can Shedder take you?
Shed, no.
Is Dirk the only?
Shed needs to stick to the halftime.
The
know,
wink.
Analysis.
The halftime wink.
We gotta watch more video.
What about the surface you're playing on? You're on carpet. Is that okay? That's not optimal, is it?
You know what? We just got to adjust.
It's a okay. slower surface, coach.
Did
you have the you blue shoes
slow
on?
Slow is good for me.
Don't have to do the Hoosiers thing where we have to just tell.
Measure it.
Yeah.
So we're playing a 7-game series.
Right.
And the winner, we have two different charities, which are great charities. The winner's charity will get a slightly higher percentage of the proceeds than the other.
Okay.
So,
is it 80-20, 60-40?
Well, let's say it's 60-40.
60-40.
Make it
more money for your charity, Mike.
Hey, 40.
And remember, 40. This is late breaking, and I don't know if Rick wants us to announce this, but if Mike does win, he will get to coach the first quarter of the game tomorrow.
No, he gets to coach the whole game.
And by the way, if you do go to theticket.com, you can donate. You can do that from out here at the at ticket stock as well. And from what I understand, we've already raised $9,000. I know we can
nice.
Go higher.
Nice.
Wow.
That's
great.
Look at that.
That's great.
Over.
And it really,
after Norm's cut,
if you do appreciate tonight, go to theticket.com. There's a link there. You can pay right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean.
And we'll give you like Monday, and then we'll split the profit.
Didn't Norm say he was putting 1,000 in?
He did.
Norm's already put money in.
I saw only 500 from you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. That's Norm's game.
No, I said I'd put in 500 and raise the other 500, and I got that.
I think the other 500 is coming from a wager on you.
Had a couple,
it's shaky.
He had a couple college hoops winners come in this afternoon.
What I'm really hoping, Coach, is that you cover the 7.5 tomorrow night.
Don't even talk about that.
Please.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let you get warmed up. Do you have to warm up? I'm assuming you have to warm up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let you get warmed up. Thank you again for doing this.
Certainly.
We really appreciate
it. This is amazing.
Certainly. Rick Carlisle and Mike Saroy
coming
up next in the Battle of the Paddle here at Ticket Stop.
We're going
for one of our big Saturday night events, the Battle of the Paddle.
Yeah.
It benefits the Pancreatic Boom. Cancer Action Network and Multiple Myeloma Foundation. And we are ready for our event here. Table tennis, a death match between two combatants. First from the ticket and Northern Arizona University, Mike Saroy. Mike Saroy is about to make his approach here on stage. He's got an entourage. Looks like he's dressed in all white. He has flapper girls surrounding him. And, yes, he's making his way towards the table through the crowd here at Ticket Stock. Is that laser that surrounds him? I believe it is.
That is laser.
It is laser. Yeah.
It is laser. Laser's part of the entourage.
Which includes a long-haired dude, two guys in sailor outfits. They're carrying a silver case, which must have the paddles for Mike, maybe. I don't know. He just paddled the flapper girls.
What's in the case?
It is. It's his paddle.
Oh, wow.
It's his paddle. It's his paddle.
Bad.
And so Mike Saroy has made his entrance.
I love you, Hamel.
Now.
Hamel. No, you got to put the guttural sound in it.
Hamel.
This is already better than Midget Kiss.
Please welcome from the Dallas Mavericks, the head coach himself, Rick Carlisle.
Wow, the crowd.
I think they may be behind the coach.
Rick Carlisle.
Where's We're about to have something.
Where's his intro music?
There it is.
There it is right
the
there.
Same intro music.
Do they have the rights being led in by his daughter and a friend?
Yes.
All right.
Do we have the rights to use this?
I think so.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob, for remembering
Rick
that story.
Rick Carlisle in the Maverick sweats. He's got the gray hoodie sweatshirt, the black sweats. Now the two combatants shake hands. And a few words for each other. Mike Saroy clearly nervous.
Oh, Carlisle, hit him. Hit him right in the face.
This is brought to us by Winston Water Coolers. And for the play-by-play, let's turn it over to Norm Hitchkiss.
This will be a best of seven games. A game is to 11 points. The players will alternate two serves each during a game. You must win the game by 2 points. In other words, if you get to 10-10, somebody must win then consecutive points to win the game and win the game by 2 points.
We're watching them warm up right now. What do y'all think?
I don't think you have to keep moving.
I think the best thing is the mic moving.
You don't have to move. Just keep the mic there. Just put the mic.
Just keep the mic in the middle.
Leave it right there.
I can't watch the mic. Match.
Leave the mic in the middle.
Don't move it every time.
Yeah.
Besides,
see, he's measuring.
Coach is making sure
I knew it.
Just like Gene Hackman in Hoosiers.
15¼ centimeters high.
So Roy, make sure he's not cheating.
Oh, Coach just threatened Mike.
By the way, in table tennis, you can hit the ball with your racket. It is legal to hit the ball with the back of your hand. It can hit the edge of the bat also instead of the rubber. It can also hit the handle and be returned.
What about that shiny head of Mike Soroy? What if it one clangs off the noggin?
It's got to be distracting for Coach to look at that.
All
it's
the oil that's on it, the sweat glistening off it. It's the, amazing.
Well, I think Coach is just toying with Soroy. Even in warm-ups, he's intimidating him right now.
Has to be, by rule, red on one side and black on the other.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Why is that, Donovan?
Because it's February? Black History Month, Rick Carlisle. That's what's up.
Yeah, he knows.
Wow, this is quite a volley they got going in warm-up
day.
Right now.
Everyone keeps saying it. Man, I can't wait till March.
Wow, I'm Rick, so, you were good
by rule,
I bet you Lindy Ruff doesn't have to deal with that.
It's just one voice.
Yeah. All right.
All right, are we ready to go, gentlemen? Are we ready to go?
You warm, Coach?
No, Coach says he's not ready to go.
Coach is not ready?
Still warming up.
That's some gamesmanship right there.
All right.
Well, look at Soroy, how meek Soroy is.
Would you like me to hit it softer,
Coach? Hey, Keller,
no,
don't move it every time.
Mr. Okay, Carlisle. Coach, I hit it however you like me
I'm willing to hit it to your forehand each and every time, Coach.
Keller, we were just trying to tell her not to keep moving it.
Killer. Gentlemen, you indicate when we're ready, and the match will be on.
It's too distracting if you keep moving that thing.
What a huge crowd so we have gathered here for this battle
this
of the paddle.
This may be the biggest crowd for a ping pong match ever in the history of table tennis.
Might be.
The way to go, Irvin.
You ready to go here?
Way to go.
All right, here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
This is
Is Coach Carlisle going to serve to begin the match?
Oh,
Mike's going to serve to begin the match. Mike reaches into his pocket, gets the illegally shaped tennis ball, and he will serve first.
Oh, God.
So do you play to 11, and do you have to win by two?
Yes, you do. Yeah. Those are the rules.
For those of you not here, Soroy's undercut served. Return.
It happens to be the same racket that Timo Boll uses. And,
oh, God.
Yeah. So
his name is
just so happens.
His Timo Boll?
Timo Boll, yeah.
What nationality does he represent?
German.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I know Bob. Dirk. I know Dirk introduced you. I was just
Bob.
Making sure.
Welcome to the show. Sure.
No, I was. I knew Dirk.
Bob Sturm. Let's begin.
I'll bail out here.
And again, what is your name?
I'll pull out.
The key here,
I'll
Coach.
Pull a parachute. And get out of here.
The key here, Coach, and equipment is how much did you pay for your racket?
Well, Timo gave me that one.
But how much did you pay for yours, Mike?
No, Timo gave me mine as well.
No, he's got equipment. He's got good equipment.
Did you know half
legit.
The stuff he was just talking about?
I've heard of Timo Boll. I've done my YouTube research.
I know, but all the thing about the blade and the you didn't know all those. He's a coach. He knows all the details that you probably
He's been
don't
at
know.
It hardcore for 6 years, and I've been at it hardcore for 2 months.
Mike, did you know the net is supposed to be 15 and 1/4 centimeters high?
I did.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Will you personally, Coach, get down there and measure to make sure it's legit? Or can you tell by sight?
I don't know.
Oh, don't act like you don't care.
We just got to make sure it's
taut.
It's tight enough. Yeah, taut. Yes. Taut.
Do we have a table at the arena?
We do. We do. It's folded up, and we just bring it out every once in a while. I haven't been playing very much lately.
Sandbag.
Played with Mike last week. And
can Shedder take you?
Shed, no.
Is Dirk the only?
Shed needs to stick to the halftime.
The wink.
Analysis.
The halftime wink.
We gotta watch more video.
What about the surface you're playing on? You're on carpet. Is that okay? That's not optimal, is it?
You know what? We just got to adjust.
It's a slower surface, Coach. Did you have the
shoes on? Slow is good for me.
Don't we have to do the Hoosiers thing where we have to just tell.
Measure it.
Yeah.
So we're playing a 7-game series.
Right.
And the winner, we have two different charities, which are great charities. The winner's charity will get a slightly higher percentage of the proceeds than the other.
Okay.
So,
is it 80-20, 60-40?
Well, let's say it's 60-40.
60-40.
Make it a
more money for your charity, Mike.
Hey, 40.
And remember, 40. This is late breaking, and I don't know if Rick wants us to announce this, but if Mike does win, he will get to coach the first quarter of the game tomorrow.
No, he gets to coach the whole game.
And by the way, if you do go to theticket.com, you can donate. You can do that from out here at the at ticket stock as well. And from what I understand, we've already raised $9,000. I know we can
go
higher.
Wow. That's
great. Look at that.
Great.
And it really
after Norm's cut,
if you do appreciate tonight, Go to theticket.com. Well, there's a link there. You can pay right there.
I mean,
and we'll give you like Monday, and then we'll split the profit.
Didn't Norm say he was putting 1,000 in?
He did. Norm's already put money in.
I saw. Yeah, but I saw only 500 from you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Norm's game.
No. I said I'd put in 500 and raise the other 500, and I got that.
I think the other 500 is coming from a wager on you.
It's shaky.
He had a couple college hoops winners come in this afternoon.
What I'm really hoping, Coach, is that you cover the 7.5 tomorrow night.
Don't even talk about that.
Please.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let you get warmed up. Do you have to warm up? I'm assuming you have to warm up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let you get warmed up. Thank you again for doing this.
Certainly.
We really appreciate
it. This is amazing.
Rick Carlisle and Mike Saroy coming up next in the Battle of the Paddle here at Ticket Stop.
We're gone.
For one of our big Saturday night events, the Battle of the Paddle.
Yeah.
It benefits the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and Multiple Myeloma Foundation. And we are ready for our event here. Table tennis, a death match between two combatants. First from the ticket and Northern Arizona University, Mike Saroy. Mike Saroy is about to make his approach here on stage. He's got an entourage. Looks like he's dressed in all white. He has flapper girls surrounding him. And, yes, he's making his way towards the table through the crowd here at Ticket Stock. Is that laser that surrounds him? I believe it is.
That is laser.
It is laser.
It is laser. Laser's part of the entourage.
Which includes a long-haired dude, two guys in sailor outfits. They're carrying a silver case, which must have the paddles for Mike, maybe. I don't know. He just
uh-oh.
Flapper girls.
What's in the case?
It is. It's his paddle.
It's his paddle.
It's his paddle. And so Mike Saroy has made his entrance.
I love you, Hamel.
Now.
Hamel. No, you got to put the guttural sound in it.
Hamel.
This is already better than Midget Kiss.
Please welcome from the Dallas Mavericks, the head coach himself, Rick Carlisle.
Wow, the crowd.
I think they may be behind the coach.
Rick Carlisle.
We're about to have something.
Where's his intro music?
There it is.
There it is right there.
Same intro music.
Do they have the being led in by his daughter and a friend.
Yes.
All right.
Do we have the rights to use this?
I think so.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob, for remembering
Rick
this story.
Rick Carlisle in the Maverick sweats. He's got the gray hoodie sweatshirt, the black sweats. Now the two combatants shake hands. And a few words for each other. Mike Saroy clearly nervous.
Oh, Carlisle, hit him. Hit him right in the face.
This is brought to us by Winston Water Coolers. And for the play-by-play, let's turn it over to Norm Hitchkins.
This will be a best of seven games. A game is to 11 points. The players will alternate two serves each during a game. You must win the game by 2 points. In other words, if you get to 10-10, somebody must win then consecutive points to win the game and win the game by 2 points.
We're watching them warm up right now. What do y'all think?
I don't think you have to keep moving.
I think the best thing is the mic moving.
You don't have to move.
Just
keep the mic there. Just put the mic.
Keep the mic in the middle.
Leave it right there.
I can't watch the mic.
Leave the mic in the middle.
Don't move it every time.
Yeah.
Yes. Besides, by the time.
Oh, see? He's measuring.
Rick
Coach is making sure
I knew it.
Just like Gene Hackman in Hoosiers.
15 1/4 centimeters high.
So Roy, make sure he's not cheating.
Oh, Coach just threatened Mike.
By the way, in table tennis, you can hit the ball with your racket. It is legal to hit the ball with the back of your hand. It can hit the edge of the bat also instead of the rubber. It can also hit the handle and be returned.
What about that shiny head of Mike Saroy? What if one clangs off the noggin?
It's got to be distracting for Coach.
It is. All the oil that's on it, the sweat glistening off it. It's amazing.
Well, I think Coach is just toying with Saroy. Even in warm-ups, he's intimidating him right now.
Has to be, by rule, red on one side and black on the other.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Why is that, Donovan?
Because it's February? Black History Month, Rick Carlisle. That's what's up.
Yeah, he knows.
Wow, this is quite a volley they got going in warm-up right now.
Everyone keeps saying it. Man, I can't wait till March.
Wow, I'm Rick so, for a good
by
match.
Rule,
I bet you Lindy Ruff doesn't have to deal with that.
It's just one voice.
Yeah. All right.
All right, are we ready to go, gentlemen? Are we ready to go?
You warm, Coach?
No, Coach says he's not ready to go.
Oh, Coach is not ready?
Still warming up.
That's some gamesmanship right there.
All right.
Oh, look at Saroy, how meek Saroy is. Do you want me to hit it again?
Would you like me to hit
hey,
it softer,
Keller, no,
Coach?
Don't move it every time.
Mr. Okay, Carlisle. Coach, I'll hit it however you like me
I'm
to.
Willing to hit it to your forehand each and every time, Coach.
Keller, we were just trying to tell her not to keep moving it.
Killer.
Gentlemen, okay. You indicate when we're ready and the match will be on. It's too distracting if you keep moving that thing.
What a huge crowd so we have gathered here for this battle
this
of the paddle.
This might be the biggest crowd for a ping pong match ever in the history of table tennis.
Might be.
The way to go, Irvin.
You ready to go here?
Way to okay. go.
All right, here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
This
is Coach Carlisle going to serve to begin the match?
Oh,
Mike's nice going one. To serve to begin the match. Mike reaches into his pocket, gets the illegally shaped tennis ball, and he will serve first.
Oh, God.
So do you play to 11, and do you have to win by two?
Yes, you do. Yes. Those are the rules.
For those of you not here, Saroy's undercut serve. Return by goodness,
you know,
right.
Yeah, he's better than I thought.
But, Coach.
Salter, oh, and Saroy nets the return. It's 5-1 Carlisle in game four. Nice serve by
oh,
Saroy.
He faked him out. He faked him out.
Yep, took it to the deep
Coach
right
was
corner.
Leading. It was like a crossover.
The Carlisle lead reduced to 5-2.
A table tennis crossover.
Oh, Carlisle gets a return. Oh, and he tried to put English on it, missed the ball, and Saroy has won the point to narrow it to 5-3, Coach Carlisle. Wonderfully done. Good exchange.
Oh!
Whoa, Coach Carlisle drove the ball to the back right-hand corner, and Saroy
almost
was good
Saroy.
On the return, just a little long. 6-3, Carlisle.
Oh!
A net jumped the table, and it's 6-4.
The Saroy Carlisle almost failed.
The net. Did go across, but did not land on the table. 6-4.
He almost failed Carlisle. Anticipating that return.
Did Saroy gain weight for this match?
Uh-oh. Not happy with the comment.
It's 6-5. It's 6-5, Carlisle. Mike's oh, he hits it long. There was an opportunity to tie.
I think Gordon's going to be blamed for this.
Carlisle leads this 7-5.
Oh, man.
Carlisle serving. Is he going to go four backhand? Backhand.
Oh,
heavy spin backhand. And Saroy can't return 8-5, Coach Carlisle. Heavy spin again. Carlisle goes deep. Saroy return. Saroy return again. Saroy return again. Saroy return again.
Oh!
He's a human backboard. It's illegal. It's illegal, I tell you.
That's another
very
point,
impressive.
Carlisle. It's now 9-5. 9-5, Carlisle. Saroy serving. Deep corner. Saroy forehand flat return. Smash. Smash! Again, smash!
Oh! And the hand-eye coordination from Coach is showing.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Saroy lost it is 10-5 Carlisle. We're into a series of game points.
He now accuses Mike Saroy of being an alcoholic, and he's correct.
I swear, I can smell Saroy from here. It smells like a
brewery. Yeah, he's sweating, and it's just
definitely
coming
off.
Coach Saroy telling the announcing, please.
It smells like a detox ward.
Drank all afternoon. Oh, and Saroy's shot is long,
game
and that is game four to Coach
to
Carlisle.
Oh, man.
11-5.
All right, so in the battle of the paddle, it's now 3-1. Rick Carlisle over Mike Saroy. It's the battle of the paddle.
Doesn't seem like a battle to me, George.
Not much of one, Donovan.
Does to me.
Not much of one.
Do you think game three was Coach Carlisle's donation to charity?
Maybe. Speaking of charities, Bob, it's the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And the Multiple Myeloma Foundation, you can donate at theticket.com. And you can donate out here on your phone at TicketStop.
Hey,
oh,
please,
no.
How
about staying on Coach's side? Oh.
Please do. We're going to take donations through the early part of the week and then split it up 60% to the winner's charity, 40% to the losers. It is game five, and it will be Coach Carlisle's serve to begin game five, I believe.
I don't know about you guys, but you know what? This reminds me of the 1999 World Championship between Liu Golang and Wang Ho.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, Coach Carlisle brought his daughter on.
Carlisle's daughter is going to play Mike Saroy. Is this going to happen? How old is she, Coach Carlisle? How old is your daughter?
Ten-year-old.
Vegas makes her a 10-to-1 favorite still.
Yeah. So this is a no-win situation for Mike Saroy, basically.
Right. Beat her, Mike.
Oh, a long serve.
No mercy.
Lots of adrenaline here.
No mercy.
Return. Long.
Long.
Yes, Saroy.
Mike Saroy.
Mike leads 2-0.
Don't talk noise to a 10-year-old.
What now?
Noise to a teacher.
Oh, and Saroy. Saroy, that's the return. 2-1.
She knows how to drink in that applause, doesn't she? Look at that.
Saroy, why Saroy. Woman? Sweep the knee.
The return. Ooh, that was a great serve. Oh, and the return is long. And Saroy leads Carlisle. 3-1. 3-2. 3-2. Oops.
Oh!
Meanwhile, a world famous
returns. Good rally. Great rally. Oh! Catches the bottom of the paddle. It's 4-2.
Hey, Coach, we got to go to the Stars game at 6:45, so go ahead and finish him, would you?
Yeah, finish him off.
No mercy.
Kill shot. Kill
no mercy,
shot.
Coach.
Saroy Serbin. Oh, and a great blast by Saroy.
Oh!
Wow.
Saroy with a power return.
That is Saroy's
5-2.
Finest moment, Norm.
It is. Oh, Saroy nets the return. It's 5-3.
And then he sucked on the next one. So.
Coach Carlisle leading. Or serving.
Oh. I like that, Rick.
Don't call him Rick. Don't call him Rick or he will shoot us all.
5-4 Saroy. Goes to Saroy's forehand. Oh, and a looping return is long from Carlisle. 6-4 Saroy.
Wow, yeah. This reminds me of the 63 World Championship between
Saroy.
Ziwong Zindong.
No, 2-2. We're not counting that. Okay, 2-2.
That was an exhibition with her, Norm.
Oh,
come on. What are you doing?
Okay, 2-2.
Coach is so frustrated right now.
Nice undercut return by both of them. Saroy goes for the point and nets the return. It's 3-2 Carlisle. Oh, Carlisle's attempted forehand topspin.
Spin on that ball.
Does not go over. It's 3-3.
They're rallying right now.
Oh.
4-3. 4-3 Saroy. Yeah.
Saroy. Oh, Saroy goes for the kill shot.
He goes for too much. He goes for too much.
He goes for too much, and he hits the net too much.
There's nothing more exciting than ping pong.
Stop
on
missing
radio.
The table.
Yeah, dude. I've done games for Coach.
4-4.
You can't do that, Mike.
4-5. Key point here. Oh, and Saroy with a blast. And two blasts. Saroy evens the match.
5-5. Saroy's the craziest player I've ever seen.
He is.
Ooh, look at that return by
6-5 Coach.
6-5 Coach with heavy spin on the ball.
Buddy.
Oh, he knuckled it. He knuckled
what
it.
What game are we in?
Game five.
So it's 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1 Coach.
It's 3-1 Coach and 6-6 in this game. Saroy's
oh, another
don't
six,
say it,
Donovan.
Don't say it. Don't say it. God damn it, man.
Ooh, backhand return by Saroy.
Boy,
well done.
Look how
Saroy
Coach has Saroy just running off. Even when it hits the net, he almost failed.
Saroy, that's a power serve.
It's 7-7.
Saroy's lucky thonk didn't work out that time.
Beautiful nice. Return. Two beautiful returns. Oh, and Saroy and just wide to the one. Right.
See what I was talking about, how he misses it sometimes?
Yeah.
8-7 Carla. 8-7 Carla.
Shot. Kill
Rick!
Shot.
Don't call him Rick.
Rick.
Corby.
What?
Stop calling him Rick.
What'd I do?
He prefers nine. Admiral Carlisle.
Seven serving nine. Ooh, Saroy with a fine play. Attempt. Oh. Oh, nice return, Saroy. Here's a kill shot. Yo, and he gets it.
Handcuffed him.
Now eight serving nine.
Saroy with a serve.
And it's long, and it's 9-9.
9-9, brother.
9-9. Oh, my. Great shot. Oh! Oh, great shot. Saroy.
It's game point.
Game point.
It's game point.
Saroy.
To see Mike battle back from just being horrible to this is amazing to me. I'm proud of it.
Oh, and he hits the return now. Could have been
not
the winner.
Proud of him.
10-10.
It's 10-10.
Have to win by two.
Saroy serves. Beautiful return. Two beautiful returns. Several. What a rally! Oh!
Saroy long there.
Just long. Match point.
Game point.
Match point, everyone.
Match point.
Shut up.
Everyone.
Match point. Match point.
Here we go.
Carlisle serving.
Oh, Mike.
Oh!
He dumps it into the net.
The weakest ending to this I've ever seen. Look at that.
Yeah, look at this.
Hugging each other.
How about this?
They hug each other. And
ladies and gentlemen.
Crowd goes wild.
I can't believe Coach hugged Mike's sweaty, alcoholic body.
I know.
So nasty.
The coach would test legally drunk right now from that hug.
Let your daughter drive home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rick Carlisle, champion.
Best friends.
Paddle of the paddle goes to Rick Carlisle. Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and the Multiple Myeloma Foundation will be big winners.
Coach, your impressions of the victory.
Am I on the
You're on the air.
You
are. So
it is.
Your impressions of the victory.
I thought I was going to be playing you, Norm. What happened?
Well, Coach, it wouldn't have taken nearly this long to eliminate me.
I thought Mike played a great match. The conditions are a little off in here. There's a little bit of air conditioning blowing. I think that threw him off a little bit. Otherwise, he would have had a better showing. But I want to thank everybody for showing up. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is a great cause. Multiple myeloma is a great cause. Keep coming to the Mavericks games. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There he is.
Coach. He is the champion.
Thank you.
World
thank
championship
you, Rick.
World coach champion. Rick Carlisle.
World champ. By the way, Coach, this win will be added to your record before tomorrow night's game. Okay.
There he
good
is,
job,
Rick
buddy.
Carlisle, the and battle of the no, paddle and, champion.
Coach, and, you're the best around. And
you're the best.
Nobody's ever going to keep you down.
And Mike Saroy, comments from the loser.
He's just too damn good at ping pong.
Look at you.
That was my biggest issue.
You are drenched.
Yeah, I'm sweaty. Just mention it.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. You were good, man.
Thank you.
You were good, man.
Don't tell Mike. Don't
nice
tell
work,
Mike.
Saroy.
Good,
don't tell the
nice
media
work.
To shut
you
up.
Could have beat his daughter. Meanwhile, there's a world-famous rock band waiting on a ping-pong match
I know,
to finish.
I know. And we got to go. We got a Stars game to get to.
Man, I was reminded of the World Finals in 2010.
No. Stop it.
Copenhagen between Zhang GK and Ding Ning.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Ding Ning.
The
thank
old
you.
97s in 17 minutes. Is that right?
That is
right.
Correct.
Old 97s right here in 17 minutes.
The old 97s are coming up here thanks to
it's
our sponsors.
Minutes.
Texas.